فعلا
معاكي.
He hasn't come on, but I just got on myself. I've had company.
Okay, thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. Aleph Gimel Yitap Sadik. Tadel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheikhutcha Kevavat Sham Lem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tamid Gam Lem Betet Reish Saditap Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tuha Nael Adatah Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatah Yid Gimelamed Pe Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadiyad Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nesayawam wa'pesha v'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty using the Sulam commentary from the Parsha of Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu Urchimu d'chilu d'chilu urchimu Le'achta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Yeshot Liovada Dikshot Berleib Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Hagav Beya Kalana Deha Kulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Tzirich Bialma. The energy of the year 5779 is to become wise. The universe is supporting Torah study to gain wisdom. There are no verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy through its gematria. But there are three verses in the Tanakh that have the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within them. Each of these threes, the name of the year is separated by two letters each. The first verse that we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Weimadele lo tishmeu li weasafti liasra echem sheva al hatotechem. Next, we will study a verse from Isaiah. Which is chapter 36.
Hine batachta amishenet hakane haratzutzaze amitzrayim asher yisamech ishalaluva bekapo unkava kein paro melech mitzrayim. Recall Habochim Alav. Next, we will study a verse from the prophet Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 13. Wagam ani hecheleti Hakotecha, Hashme Mal Hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that we study because this verse starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet, essentially telling us it has the same energy as the name of the year. We study this verse There are 13 of these verses, so we study one each month. The verse for the month of Heshvan is 1 Kings Malachim Aleph chapter 16 verse 3. Hineni havair achre biase weachre beito untati et deitcha kebait yirvam ben navat. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. It's essentially energy of reducing our ego. There are two verses from the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev le'enei shete levivot li'evre mi'ada. The second verse comes from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai. La donayohe wahe weata nasata awon hatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goats, but also the year of the wake up call, also has two verses. The first of the verses we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua. It's chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zayin. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, has two verses that we study that connect to this energy of the pause. The first is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yaklu leha sheep. Et kol ha'olot vayahaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lihitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Walame Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. Next, we have a verse from Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4, that connects to the energy of the pause. Bidhu v'adonai yohewahe ade ad ki b'ya yohe ado 57-75, as the energy is swallowing death forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first is from Job, it's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni adili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam, asher yitzabe sham vishaltem, elai el nachum. Wehalachtichem wechayayim yashno, varetz vechipasti, O Tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel olanetzah yobed ro'al yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God by utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shi la la he aka aka heta heza yo ala da ala awa he hea yoza la me be he yo he re yo he ko me nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he, he yo yo, he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa me pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, nu me nu he. He he wa. Nu yo he, he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka wa ko, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ka, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, a, la, re, yo, a, la, me, ka, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo. Hey, yo, she, a, la, me. Nu, hey, ah, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo. Nu ko me, ayo re la, he be, he, me za re. Wa he be, yo a he, a la wa, me za yo. Da he be, me ka ko, a la a, he he wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. The Tzaddikim who leave this day, the 15th day of the month of Cheshvan, the full moon day, Matityahu ben Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol, the father of the Hashmonaim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yitzhak ibn Archa, Rabbi Tzvi Horowitz of Tchortchov, Rabbi Liv Bal Yeshurin, Rabbi Shmuel Frankel of Dorag, Rabbi Chaim Pinto the second, Rabbi Abraham Yeshaya, the son of Rabbi Shemaya, Shemayahu Yosef Karolitz, known as the Chazon Ish. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the two lines, in case any one of us has not yet said that. Those two lines as the mitzvah that it is. Please lean to the left as you cover your eyes. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the last row, the second column from the left. That opens a landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar classes. And please scroll down to section 47A. And we will start with the Lashem Yichud, because when you say the Baruch Shem, the second line of the Shema, you ground any excess energy. So it's good to say the Lashem Yichud again. Lashem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bitzilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimu Leyachta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu Ayehi amrat l'gabei tzadik V'tamar sh'ayita Adoni v'gam gam licha Ashak te'inun gemulei Mecheele v'yod cholim i'at kerei Amoda de'em sa'ita L'gabe mucha L'chai rak Liga be levo shurik at kare bekashura detaro yihu beod holim at kare because he trade the yemina hada hudikin vaik rabet alko karavanach Takariv melach v'cherik at kare bekol sitre tishmala v'ayehu surik kishora v'taro yehu v'yod helim atik Ati kare di me alach yaila'a Yom ha-kapurim Gayehu ha-eisur Uve'ayahei mukhal Besolach tovin Di'ameya Becherik Beat barbeime tata alvea hurix alav shemidal samal el samachmem deishtaved bebeinau ishkinta begaluta devar acher neshau Mecharut Ulam Daterem Zinin Zemichadin Yisrael Bekut Shabarichu Besalkin Leia Beya Kilaver Orav Bekavir Vitzacharim Deinun Yemina Ushma la batarohu salpin kala de ayahu amoda dem saita legabe man salpin leya legabe me ola de ayahu kate Yemina the cafe Vashmiya la Erev aboker V'ayinun Chamishin Tiryan Divina Taran Leya Bechon Denachit Legabe Tzadik V'tzadik Dihu Dach Beshoka yemina v'ayehi kada kida al shekama Beshok shemi ma'el deinun tare samke Beshoku gim da'ishu mechorot dakim dach Yam v'ayehu dach Bekad Advan Devaruch Shem Kavod Malchuta Beolam Vead Yaralayat Vayehu Dach Kaved Alton Dishcharit Beraza Dimael Dimala Shemite Kad kad shema sholtich v'ayehi kedar v'tarohu v'al yeshol dach v'kalam v'tzaris v'li v'ishtama kala v'ahu dach ela yishu nechorot nisho Lo kitiv ela yishuo begin al chata Yaish o behahiyo Zina vata mila keda vata Vata marshita Adonai vigam gvigab milis Ashke ileni nun Ramasti vin piarva Bereshin de Yehuda de Kariat Shema Biv Kalahu Inun Ramah Avraim de Kililan Bevarit de Yehu Tzadikulu Itshakin al Yadi Shakin Tadi Yehu Kad yam kad seifrin, Theoraita de dainun, Kad de it male. Min yamal aliyah, Theoraita de ayahi kalila, De harmashin atvan, De yechoda de inun, Ko beko demichadim bechon lekud shabarichu tirein zimin lekad salik yam chamishin dayahu kishol nechorot bekim bechapuch advan dach ayahu kad vedach Ayahu tzadik b'chai kad begin b'ayahi Tevera v'galuta shekin tade ayahi Kad yaleya itmar lev v'knash v'ar V'nadaka al elokim Lo tevazaz tzadik yayahu dach mebeya Diktiv shemin ketit amte zamine Istalik vav min ha'evishtarata dalet Teilat vaday ugin dashemen Ketit ravit, hachin ravit, ha'ei avedai, te'id chazarat, dilat dalet, v'ahu ketit, ayahu vav ze'ayera, shalimu da'v'yaleya, atmar bina, Uvin b'nei Yisrael, O ti le'olam, O tashem v'day, Uvin da'it kariyat, He'al shemeya, Yom ha'shishi ha'deshish, Mekolot ba'im rabim, Ilein sheva kalin shimachem demit palbin lishvaa nacherot v'kalho mitapilagin v'hahu nahar nedafik me'eden v'inun b'chevyo lo sheva inun teyazilin Al sheva shemahan Deyehi inun ugitat Aleph bet gimel yutat tzadi We gomer v'ayinun sheva sapiran ko Hashem al hamayim Da chesed v'ihu Aleph bet gimel yutat tzadi Demit min mea deoraita ko Hashem bakoach dakara setin veda gevure ko Hashem bechadar Tanagid Yakashin Badati Farit Kasau Kishmesh Nagidai Uvya Atit Mar Demyo Shelkanik Nagid Kolamcha Ase Nathleot Kol Hashem Shover Arazim Dabater Tzatag Veda Netzach Kol Hashem Chotzev Lehabodishta Hakevtana Veda Hod Kol Hashem Yehil Medabera Da Yagil Pesach Behu Yesod Har Sinai Kol Hashem Yeholel Ilot Da Shachritu Zayit Veda Malchut De Alayit Mar Mema Netzah Alilet Hashkar Veda Yehu Mekolot Maim Rabin Adirim Mishveri Yamelein Ta'ame Dioraita Deitmar Behu Kol Hashvarich Begalif Alai Avro Veileni Nun Zarka Mikiach Shofar Cholech Segulata. English translation. What is this drink? It is the drink of consciousness, the openings which allow the divine inflows. In order for there to be any flowing of the divine, there must be pathways into which it flows. These pathways are set up by the right aspects of consciousness that are described herein. The pathways are specifically between brain and heart, or rather the intention and the impetus, the emotion, the certainty that is behind that intention. The connection of right and left evolves the pathways that the Shekhinah must travel, the pathways of holiness. The unity that is called the Day of Atonement takes place when thoughts are resolved, their antipathy dissipated, and the awareness above and below is clearly recognized, conquering the lower pathways that enslave in the exile. Here again, the rivers are the pathways that are built and maintained via the prayers spoken daily, which brings together the right and left. These 50 gates are analogous to floodgates that open and close to allow the passage of water, albeit in this case what is passing is spiritual knowledge, awareness that comes to replace the dross of the mundane thoughts. These arise via the middle path ascending towards the higher mother, also a result of the daily prayers. They call to him, meaning those thoughts align themselves with unity. And out of this unity is the recognition of holiness, which descends upon the righteous. One meaning the one who prays with the intent of unification and the awareness of the flowing of the Shekhinah via these holy pathways. This is an unwritten commentary. This is the meaning of what it means to be righteous. Continuing to read. Through the actions of these prayers, everything is conquered. Their smashing force cuts new pathways and obliterates the old negative pathways that are not connected above. And I am adding, this is the cutting of Lam Natseach in the Psalms. windows of jasper offer perfect reflections, and the picture is the Shekhinah that carries the prayers one after another. She carries these prayers in the rivers of holiness that are daily being set up and being maintained. Yes, the Shekhinah carries the prayers and is the offering that is carried on high. On high represents the place of overflow, where the prayers reaching their desired destination now overflow and are transformed from potential into actual demonstrations of being. These pathways flow through the 248 limbs, watering in effect the body with holiness. Our prayers upon reaching on high turn into the sustenance that is required below. This is the covenant, meaning what we think determines what we experience. I am adding, make sure you learn this last sentence well and often. What you think is what you can and do expect to experience. Continuing to read. Therefore, unless you pay attention to what you are praying for or thinking about, you will be subject to the results that are contained in those prayers, those thoughts. Now it is always the Shekhinah that does the pouring. She is in exile because we do not always recognize her and her relationship above. Once that relationship is fully recognized, then the unity that is the covenant is reinstated. The sign that is forever is the appearance of the Shekhinah. And not only that, but it is also the recognition of that appearance. This is so because her appearance is the completion of the thought that has ascended and descended, becoming one above and below. I am adding, this is the unity of direct light and returning light. Remember, light is the fulfillment of desire, which is consciousness. The seven rivers of Anabekoach are the Sephirot, from Chesed through Malchut. It is through Torah study that these rivers are revealed in the following ways. These voices of the Anabekoach are extracted from Torah and remembered. These voices are made into a prayer and repeated daily. They form the pathways of the seven sephirot. These cantillation notes evolve into points of reflection that are the actions of the Shekhinah. And upon it is said in Psalms 93:3, the rivers have risen, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and what are they? Psalm 48:3. The sides of the north that raise her towards Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, who is her husband. Any questions? This is the end of our class. Reminding you that I have the cataract surgery tomorrow, so please check the class times at 4:30 and 7 o'clock West Coast times to see if I am there teaching. And if not, we will again teach starting on Thursday. Are there any questions? Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.